You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Friday, July 14th, 2017, week 210 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And since it's Friday, it's time for Netflix recommendations. My recommendation this week is Chris D'Elia, The Man on Fire. It's a stand-up routine special from Chris D'Elia, filmed in Canada, directed by his father. And it's very funny, so I recommend it. I talked about it last week. And he talks about a lot of things wrong with our current generation, which I found to be very spot on. So go ahead and watch that. And yeah.
My recommendation is Lion. Talked about this movie before, but it's about this kid who's from India, loses his family, and ends up in Australia, like all kids do, and grows up and then tries to find his family again using the magical Google Earth, which is the hero. Google Earth saves
the day. Do you think Google paid some coin?
I don't know, because I assume that's like the real story. Oh, it's based on a true story.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah.
It is, yeah. And this would be a weird story, I think. I feel like a story like this is like, it's hard to make that up. I feel like I wouldn't believe it if it wasn't real. But like, they know, they show the real guy.
Interesting.
At the end.
Is he also Indian?
Yes.
Does he look like Dev Patel at all? Or is it just like not, some like very really. Indian looking person?
Not really.
Okay.
Does
it look
yeah.
like me at all?
No.
Okay.
And Dev Patel looks more like you than the
other guy. That's why I was hoping that maybe I looked more like him. No. I fit somewhere in the gray area between Dev Patel and this other Indian
person.
Pretty
different.
Well, right now I look a lot like Dev Patel because he grew out his facial hair and stuff too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he's copying me. So.
Yeah, he's waiting until you did it. And he's like, oh, no, I can do it.
That's
what I thought. And put it in movies.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a good movie. So it's on Netflix. Check it out.
Better than Life of Pi?
Yeah, it's better than Life of Pi.
That's crazy. Life of Pi is a pretty good movie.
Yeah, I like Life of Pi too. Like, well, it depends what you're looking for. I mean, that visually stunning.
CG tigers?
No. Like, visually stunning and
is
the
there
animals
a CG lion
is cool.
In this movie?
No.
Is there any lion in this movie?
Do you want me to tell you?
Is there? Well, if it's at the end, no.
But if,
wait, don't answer
by
anything.
Telling
don't
you
say
or
anything.
Not telling you.
Yeah, don't say anything right now. Okay, we're done.
But like, it could also like, it could bolster or disappoint, so I don't want to.
Yeah, I think Dev Patel looks like a lion. He has a beard in this movie, right?
I'm not going to tell you why the movie's called Lion.
Does he have a beard?
But the payoff may be great or not great.
I'm Does he have a beard?
I'll say that.
Does Dev Patel have a beard in this movie?
I don't like the Dev Patel part's okay and fine.
Yeah,
and
but
he got
does
nominated
he have a
for
beard?
An Oscar. I like the kid part.
Does he have a beard,
that's
though?
Most of the movie.
Just answer the question. Does he have a beard?
I don't know. He must have some kind of a beard.
So
I don't think he has like a big, huge
he
beard.
Looks like a mane. He has a mane. It's safe to say. That's
You're like a lion.
Lion. Yeah. Alright, you look like a lion, mate.
Yeah, and he has an Australian accent. It's
oh, Dev Patel's an Australian
Yeah.
Accent? Oh, I thought someone would... I thought he'd have an Indian accent.
No, because he...
Oh, because he came to Australia.
He came to Australia
age.
And he didn't learn English until he got to Australia.
Makes sense.
So then he has an Australian accent. I'm like, this is pretty funny. It's funny to see.
Yeah. On Netflix today, Buddy Thunderstruck, The Maybe Pile, Chasing Coral, Friends from College, Season 1, and To the Bone. Tomorrow on Netflix, Rake, Season 4, and West Coast Customs, Season 4. Who would have thought that show would still be running?
That's what I was saying. Is that still on? Man, I wouldn't have thought that.
Yeah. So how's your week? We recorded
short,
on like a
short
Tuesday.
Week. Yeah. So there's only like a few days
this
in
next
between.
Week is going to feel so long.
I know. Like, it was good having a short week, but now, yeah, this week's going to be a long week. Just work 5 days. But, yeah, because we recorded, yeah.
We recorded, like, Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, so, didn't really get up to much the last couple days.
Hung out.
Yeah.
Played board games.
Yeah, that was fun. Tried to play some other ones, but...
You watched 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown?
We did. Oh yeah, we watched that right after the podcast.
Yeah,
last week.
Does that have an effect? Have you caught the fever?
I haven't caught the bug. No, it's fine. It's interesting.
Is it hard? Do you find it too hard? I think some of it's like
kinda,
very difficult, like to compete at that level.
I find it kind of, well, to do it as good as they're doing it, I can't do that. But like, it's
just give it a few
doable.
Weeks. Just watch it.
It's
spend all your
do,
free time
you
watching
do,
the show.
You can easily make a word at whether you can make one as long as them. Sometimes you can. Sometimes you can't. The number one is a little harder for me, but I think I can do it sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting. I like it. But it's like,
do you think it would translate
you have to
well
to
with
what?
American audiences? Or do you think it's
I don't
too
think
smart?
So. I think it's too smart. I don't think I don't think they have the time to.
The crazy thing is the daytime version has been running for over 25 years.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd be entertained by the daytime version though. Have you tried the daytime version at all?
I can't even find it.
Oh, okay. The comedian part
is the enjoyable part.
Yeah. So at least it gets broken up by that stuff.
But I saw, because like Susie Dent, who's like the linguist, I didn't know she was actually one of the compilers for the English Oxford Dictionary.
Oh, really?
Okay. So she's like one of the people who like puts words in and stuff that they missed.
Like, this is a new word too.
Not just that, but also like this was an old word and like let's add that into the dictionary.
Oh, okay.
So, but she's been on the show for over 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like on the daytime version. So they showed like clips of her from like the first episode she was on there and stuff. And they showed like a 25th anniversary, like they gave her stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, like I would have never thought that she's been on a show for 25. She looks like she's like 18 on the first episode.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy crap. I wonder how old she is. Let's see.
That's nuts. You can be doing a show that long.
Susie Dent. Nope, Susie Dent. She's 52. I don't know when that thing was, but yeah, that was. So yeah, you don't have countdown fever like I do.
No, I don't really have the fever, but I enjoy it. Would not be opposed to watching it.
It's on YouTube if you ever like catch. But the thing is, I get to the level where I'm like, let me watch. Like, I woke up this morning, I was like, let me just watch an episode, and then I was like, no, I can't. I should probably start my day at like 11:30.
Yeah, you seem to have caught a fever definitely of watching, because I've only seen,
because it's such a challenging game show.
Do we watch two of them?
Yeah.
I think we watched
it. It's so challenging that I just love it.
Mm-hmm.
Jeopardy is not satisfying anymore.
Really? You're too smart for Jeopardy?
I feel like it's not that satisfying anymore. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't go that far, because I'm too smart for Jeopardy. If they would like me on the show, I'd gladly go on. But I think Countdown is just...
Do you think you could do better on Countdown, though, than Jeopardy? Or
no, that's why. Mm. I think I'd do too well on Jeopardy, where Countdown, I think I would be pretty bad at.
Interesting.
And I like that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my goal for this podcast, is to springboard off this podcast into a level of fame where if I'm in the UK, they'll be like, hey, how about you come on Countdown? I'm like, I'd love to.
Go to the other Countdown than normal.
No, it's
people.
So boring. I looked at it.
Yeah.
And like the guy's scores were like 86, 83. And I'm like, what is going on?
Oh, so they're
like,
even they're better like, at it.
That, not just that, but they're, I think they just play for, they must play for like
is
an hour.
Oh, I was like,
maybe if it
job?
Is an hour long. Or like
some
all the
do
time
that for
that
a living.
It's all the time that they're not doing like the comedic stuff that they're just.
They're doing the game?
Yeah, they're doing the game. And
like the equivalent of 1 half-hour episode is like.
It's like two episodes.
Of 2 hours.
Regular Countdown, yeah. Or 8 out of 10 Castles Countdown.
Do they only play those two games in the regular? Or you don't even know?
I don't even know, but I think they only play those two games. Well, I bought the board game version of the game, so.
Oh, yeah, we can find out.
I think they only play that version.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't really do much either this week. Just.
Yeah, it was so short.
It was very short. Work. Oh, I participated in a raid battle in Pokemon Go. Mm. Well, Raids. I participated in two of them, technically. First one we got destroyed. It was a Blastoise.
Mm-hmm.
Second one was a Weezing. We beat the Weezing. But it's just been so hot this week.
I know. Yeah, the weather's really... It's been amped up for the middle of summer.
Beginning
of summer, yeah. I forget that I always think of summer as June starts with summer, but it's really like...
But it's like July, end of June.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's weird too, because like I woke up at like 6 something this morning, mm-hmm. Sun was out, and I was like, oh my God, like the days are so long.
Yeah. Because
it takes forever for the sun to set too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like 8 o'clock, the sun's still out a little bit, sort of setting.
Yeah, and I'm like, what is going on? We have enough sun. But yeah. Did you see that thing that global or climate change is going to affect California, that over the next 100 years we're going to get a 12% increase in rain?
I did see that.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Good for the drought purposes.
Yeah, but that just means other places are going to get more affected by the drought.
Yeah, that's the thing about like global warming. Like again, I was watching Vice and like they were like, "Oh, it's really good for Russia
because
like they're able to get the more resources cuz stuff that was frozen over."
It's not frozen anymore.
Yeah, and they have access to it easily. And then there's new sea routes opening up that were completely cut off and mm-hmm. stuff. So they kind of got a lot of stuff like that because they're in like an ice.
Like all of Siberia.
And then you got like cities there like, oh, global warming, it's good for us because we're like, it's been nice weather. It's like, we get good stuff. It's like, well, yeah, but there's more global consequences than
called global warming, not
specific town.
Sochi warming.
Yeah. So that's the problem I find is everyone's worried about their own corner and they're like, if it doesn't affect me, why do I care?
Hey, my life's better.
Yeah. It not only doesn't affect me, it affects me positively.
Yeah. I was thinking about like Las Vegas recently. Like, do you think people are going to slow in going to Las Vegas because it's just going to get too hot?
No, I think as long as you stay near the strip.
If you stay in your hotel, pretty much.
Like, yeah.
When I went one time in August,
mm-hmm.
a few years ago, it was so hot
mm-hmm.
that it got over 100. It was 100 degrees at 8 in the morning out on the strip.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at Caesar's Palace. And you know where Serendipity is? It's like on Caesar's Palace property, but it's like right outside the front door. Like you have to walk like on this like marble bridge thing
mm-hmm.
until you get to the window to get to the other Serendipity, and then you can like order
mm-hmm.
and it was just so hot I had to order 2 frozen hot chocolates and drink one on the bridge
mm-hmm.
back to the hotel and then another one in the room. No one forced me to drink 2, but
yeah,
let's be real.
Yeah, I mean, if it gets that hot, which it is at points in Vegas every summer.
Yeah. But people seem to not...
But I don't know if it would just drive more people to stay in hotels longer and not walk as much around, or... Because they got that a pretty good setup as far as AC throughout all their casinos and stuff, so it's... You're never too far away from a inside a building.
Yeah.
But there are stretches where it's... You gotta go outside.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, who knows how hot, like... Stuff in
Arizona got so hot they had to ground flights because
so if that starts happening in Vegas, I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah,
I don't know, maybe people will like not go out during the day at all, just like wait till night, it'll still be hot.
Like, but I remember hearing about Arizona years back when like you mm-hmm. couldn't even keep your windows closed on your car because it would crack from the heat.
That's insane.
And I can only imagine now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my friend is there raising a child.
Yeah.
And I was like, who knows how freakishly strong that child is going to be because uh-huh. it's experiencing like 120 degree summers.
Exactly. It's like, I'm so used to this. You come here, we say it's hot. They're like, nah, it's fine.
That's exactly what happened when they came this time. They're like, oh, it's nice weather.
Really?
And I was like, dude, I'm dying.
Yeah.
It's brutal. One day, I went for a walk with my coworker at lunch because that's what we normally do.
Mm-hmm.
I came home. I had to take a shower because I felt so gross.
Yeah, it's brutal. Brutal and then, out there.
The day after, he's like, how about we just drive around? Like, we won't even leave the car.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just go to different... That's when we caught the raid. We went to the raid because he's we could go to a place that wasn't just the park. And mm-hmm. I was like, okay, well, I'm down.
Yeah, let's go and chill with some AC in the car.
He's like, at least we have an hour.
Yeah.
He's like, we have an hour to freaking do nothing and chill out. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's it, I think.
Yeah, I think that about wraps it up.
Yeah, so next week, hopefully we'll talk about some movies that we saw.
Yes, that is the plan.
We'll see if that happens, though.
Yeah, I mean, as long as we got, like, two or three of us in for it.
Yep.
We're good.
Thank you. Oh, and then, Game of Thrones this
Yes, Sunday. Coming back. Oh, yes. Next week, Game of, or...
This weekend.
Couple days.
Yeah, on Sunday.
The 16th? We may have the wrong, because I thought it was the 17th. We may have the wrong dates on this whole thing.
No, it's on the 16th.
Oh, it is the 16th. Okay, I just remembered wrong. Good. We don't have the wrong dates.
So, yeah. Next week I'll have my niece and nephew, or niece on the podcast, because she'll be here.
Nice.
I'm curious about her opinion on things, and yes. She never wants to say them, though. So
I like to know other people's opinions, because we get so wrapped in up our own opinions that I'm like, oh, everyone thinks this way, right?
Like, she saw Cars 3. She saw Wonder Woman.
Yes, I need to
know. I'm very curious about a 7-year-old girl's opinion.
So you let her...
I didn't choose. Oh, I didn't okay, let her
but
do
would you
those.
Let her see Wonder Woman if you were in charge
I actually
of that?
Wanted to see Wonder Woman with her, but I feel not like realizing what was in there.
Okay. Because well, I feel like that compared to Spider-Man, it's almost... As far as violence-wise, yeah. It's more so, as far as...
And, like, sexual jokes.
Yeah. But I guess more, like... I don't know.
It's not as... I feel like the Vulture is just very dark.
Yeah, but, like, I mean...
Like, looming
German
darkness.
Those German guys are pretty dark. Like...
Yeah.
I don't know. Just curious.
Yeah. So, yeah, come back next week for that. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.